NBC News spoke to the persons displaying locally made products during the royal visit on Saturday. They shared what it meant for them to be included in the royal visit. Camille Warren of Brioche spoke about her products and shared what her conversation was like with the Countess of Wessex.
Brioche is an all-natural skincare line, and we offer products to pamper you from head to feet, products such as shampoo and conditioner, foot soaks, body scrubs, body butters, and so on. It was phenomenal. I mean, the exposure from the media, and to have her come and talk to me and ask me questions, that was, you know, incredible. And it was just, it's just an honor. She tried a candle, as in she picked it up and smelled it, and she liked it. And she asked me where my products is being sold and how long I've been in business and so on. And I told her about why I choose the coconut and so on, because we want to inspire horses to use natural products. And she agrees.
Renisha Latham of Runs Organic Sea Marsh Gel said she is very grateful for the opportunity to showcase her products.
Honestly, I can't even express how grateful I am to be here to just display my product, because I want to bring more awareness to sea moss, because it's such an amazing product, because it has 92 of the 102 minerals that the body needs. So it's great for overall health, not just, it's good for the thyroid, the digestive health, it's good for hair, skin, the liver, everything. So I'm happy to bring more awareness to this, especially for someone of that caliber.
Meanwhile, co-owner of Isla Antilles, Cherise King, said she is grateful to have been considered to be a part of the royal visit.
Isla Antilles. So we officially opened in December of 2020. Me along with my sister, we make scented candles. Well, that was the first product we started with. And we've also introduced cement homeware such as trays, flower pots, and coasters. It was honestly a huge honor. I am very grateful for the exposure and the opportunities that will be presented to me because of that. I'm honestly just grateful that I was considered to be part of this.
Meanwhile, President of the National Society for Persons with Disabilities, Andrea Ashes, said it was an honor to be included in the special exhibition for the Countess of Wessex.
It's an honor. It's an honor to be here. It's the first time I ever get involved with something like this, so it's an honor for me. For us, I shouldn't just say for me alone. For the other members, it's an honor for us to be here. On display, we have pillows for chairs. We have crochet. We have phone case from crochet too. And we have bath suits. And we have hair bonnets and hair buns. We have masks. We have phone stands. We have local jewelry.
President of the National Society of Persons with Disabilities, Andrea Ashes. I am Radhika Stephen with today's special report.